This is Dakota Datebook for August 6th. In 1917, there were still North Dakota veterans who remembered serving in the Civil War. Their sons had stepped up in 1898 when the 1st North Dakota Volunteer Infantry set off to serve in the Philippines during the Spanish-American War. Now, with America's entrance into World War I, it was again time for North Dakotans to serve their country. A number of them had seen service in the Philippines and volunteered again. In July 1917, 4,000 National Guardsmen were called to federal duty. Another 20,000 men volunteered. 11,000 more were drafted. North Dakotans prepared to say goodbye to these fathers, husbands, sons, and brothers. On this date, that year, it was announced that enough men had been recruited to fill Company B of Fargo. Concern was growing as the time neared for the boys to leave. The Fargo Forum and Daily Republican expressed concern that Company B would quietly slip out of town on their way to Fort Lincoln without a proper send-off. The newspaper noted that the boys would be sent to France, and not all of them would come home. The paper urged Fargo citizens to show their support for the company with a parade through the business district on their way to the railroad station. The front page editorial noted that other cities are doing this for their soldiers. It's not a gift. It's a chance for us to pay one little fraction of the debt we owe the boys. Fargo residents did indeed step up. They raised money for the Company B Fund that would provide support for the soldiers. They sponsored dances and dinners. Fargo theaters gave free tickets to Company B members. Fargo Home Guard organized a parade up Broadway to the Masonic Temple, where the soldiers were honored. When Company B left Fargo, fears of a quiet departure proved to be unfounded, and the newspaper predicted that this afternoon's farewell will be the greatest of its kind Fargo has ever witnessed. The city was packed with visitors to bid the boys farewell. Stores were closed on the day of departure. The street was lined with cheering spectators as the company marched to the train station. Of the soldiers who left North Dakota to serve their country, more than 1,300 would not return. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.